Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk. Cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to another episode of
Dumb People
Town.
Population you.
Population Aukerman!
Scott Mosterman.
Scott Dumb People
Tron. Dumb People Tron.
Dumb People Tron. Dumb People Tron. Boy, that's a great
that
sequel.
Would be great.
Dumb People Tron. What do I do with this laser disc?
People on those hyper bikes like just running into each other.
Why are these lights so light? And it's dark all around.
It's just people doing field sobriety tests by their motor. It's a hyperbike.
Do you know why I pulled you over? Do you know why I pulled you over on this fluorescent red track?
No, why'd you pull me over?
You were waving, man. You're waving, man. You're waving.
It's part of the race. It's part of
the race. You ran into that guy's hyper trail.
The grid. The grid.
Scott Aukerman, it is so nice to have you back.
Hi, guys. So great
to see you.
I know. I haven't seen you. Well, I mean, I saw Dan over here the other night, and he didn't remember.
It was wild. But he was like, oh,
I said it was nice to see you the other night. He said, I never saw you.
I don't.
He said it so authoritatively. I was like,
maybe I'm wrong.
Shook. I was like, oh, my God. And then I felt that social anxiety thing of like mistaking someone for someone else. And,
Scott, that's the worst.
That's never happened to us.
For some reason, I was only thinking in context of like at a show. And I'm like, there's no way.
No, there's no shows ever.
There's no, I'm like, why would we be doing this?
I would have remembered. But then I was like, oh, you're right. Yeah. I had a brain lapse.
Here's the good news, Scott, is that the world has gotten even dumber since the last time we had you on this
show.
Yes, it's still getting dumber. Really? Yes, yes. Scott,
so your show's getting better?
No, we just have more to talk about.
Oh, okay. It's longer.
Yeah, it's longer. There's just more stuff to talk about. It's just endless. I think it's the same, but maybe it's gotten better. Daniel, how are
you?
Oh,
so you're not accounting for it's gotten worse.
No, there's no way it's gotten worse, but it's either stayed the same or gotten slightly better.
I saw that look in your eye like, I can't say it's gotten worse.
It maybe got a little worse.
Okay, who knows?
We're off our game. No, but our awesome fans send us great stories, Scott, and then we just dive into them. We got Scott Aukerman here, Jay and Dan. Let's jump into one.
Yeah. Okay, ready?
Why would we waste Scott Aukerman?
Sent in by Carlene.
Perfectly good Aukerman.
Carlene McDermott at SheBeCarlene.
We know her.
Oh, okay. This is a wreck.
Great handle.
Well, because all of our fans send in the stories, and then I just go through
what do you
them
do?
And filter out.
Oh.
Just go through. I'm a filterer. I'm a filer.
Okay.
I literally got into comedy
they build
to become
an
a file clerk.
For this?
Do you remember how we got into comedy to be shitty mid-level marketers?
Yes, and engineers.
And amalgamators.
Yes.
We've done
I've
it.
I've become an engineer the past couple of years.
Yeah, yes. Of course you have.
You didn't want to be one.
Nope.
But you're good. We're, well,
you used to love to walk into a room and it was all set up. Boy, remember those days?
Right. Yeah.
Okay, at Daniel Van Kirk, hashtag dumppeopletown if you want to be like Carlene McDermott, at least in that sense.
Got it.
Here's the headline. U.S. man sues psychic who, quote, promised to remove ex-girlfriend curse.
And he saw it coming. He saw the lawsuit coming. Mm. He did.
The psychic?
Yeah. The psychic knew he was going to get sued.
Might be a female. Okay.
Be a female.
A California man.
The California man
New
might
England
be a female.
Really came out. Might be a female.
Might be a female. The psychic could be a female. If my memory serves correct. A California man is suing a psychic who he says falsely claimed she could remove a curse put on his marriage by a witch hired by his ex-girlfriend. That's
The ex-girlfriend also had a middleman.
Yes.
Okay. So this is like two people removed.
Yes.
Oh, you're gonna come at me with a mystic? I'll bring it. Guess what? I'm coming back.
I got a witch.
I got a witch. I'm gonna get a wizard. I got someone to undo it.
Right. The worst form of mediation of like you each get a witch.
Arbitration.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So. Okay.
The what is the like equivalent this of a paralegal in the psychic world? A paranormal.
Oh. Circle gets a square.
And next.
So. This guy dated, we'll flowchart it. This guy dated a woman.
Awesome.
They broke up.
Okay. She not so awesome.
Hires a witch.
Sure.
To put a curse on his current marriage, which I don't know the time between. Was okay. it 3 days? Was yeah. it 3 years? I have no idea.
This could be an Adele song.
So then.
Hired a witch.
So then,
curse your marriage.
It's not bad, Scott.
That's pretty good.
That's my first time attempting an Adele, and it didn't sound anything like her.
Very good.
But the song was okay. Yes. But yeah. But how do you even do an Adele? Hello.
Yeah, that's what I was
is
doing.
Is it me? Now I'm doing Lionel Richie.
Yes. You can't Adele let doing your, Lionel Richie.
You can't let your Adele slip into Richie territory.
Yeah, never.
Okay. So then he finds out my
he
ex.
Finds out, he must find out about it from her, or just his life starts going bad and he assumes.
That's what I'm wondering, too. Does he think, babe, like he's trying to save his own marriage, but like, it's not he's us. Like,
boy, everything's going terrible. My ex must have hired a witch.
That's why
I never cheated on you.
Right. That's why you can't trust me. It's the witch.
Right.
That's why I keep getting drunk and breaking your stuff.
Right.
It's the witch.
It's the witch. I told you, Andrew.
It's a glimpse into your marriage. All
right. Witch. That okay. witch.
The worst thing you could think of was getting drunk and breaking stuff.
I said, I'm sorry, honey. Now it becomes honey. A personal apology. For
Heads
me.
Up. The guy who hires the psychic, his name sounds like he would be the mystic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Mauro Restrepo.
Moro Restrepo.
This sounds like a Mitt Romney alias.
Or they all could have used a little Mauro Restrepo on
this.
Can I get a little Mauro Restrepo on this mic?
You like it a Restrepo?
I like it a Restrepo.
Give me Mauro Restrepo with my headphones.
I love it at a Restrepo.
What are you guys going to do tonight? Hey. I don't know. Have you tried out Mauro Restrepo?
It's really good over there.
So all the waiters sing. They all sing.
And they do charge you for the breadsticks, though.
For sure.
So don't, like, they make it look like it's free, but don't.
Limited breadsticks.
It's hard to say no to them, but you have to say no to them.
Mauro Restrepo said that Sophia Adams, that's our psychic, promised.
Gotta reverse those.
I know. He's promised. Like, he at least should be a magician.
Yeah, at the very least. The like, close up.
The Great Restrepo? And somebody goes, where'd you get that? He goes, no, that's my last name. I just put the great part on.
Right.
Excuse me, I've got to bring my rolling case over here.
Mauro Restrepo said that, I'm trying to give it flair, said that Sophia Adams promised she could save his marriage if he paid money, of course, to exercise the spell, according to a fraud suit filed with the Torrance Superior Court.
Torrance.
This is BBC reporting on Torrance.
That's right. Okay.
BBC has
getting
come
their
to
hooks
Torrance.
Into Torrance. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Ms. Adams, allegedly, if you're nasty, allegedly told Mr. Restrepo he and his family would be, quote, unhappy and in danger if the curse was not lifted.
Wow.
Have any of you guys been to a psychic?
Yeah.
Was
like
it,
a legit one.
Though. A legit one.
Like a not when I say legit, I don't mean that she's actually psychic. Right. Who knows?
Right.
I just mean more of the California like psychic rather than.
You mean like so at a house with a neon sign?
No, not that. Yeah, like the a legitimate like through friends going over to their actual like you know Malibu
was
house
it cards was it tea leaves
was no it was palm? Purely talking.
Wow.
And so they were reading like this did just, they ask when you were born?
No.
Did
no,
they get
nothing.
Anything right? Were there some details where like
so my wife goes to her a lot.
Yes.
Okay.
And
my wife did too.
They do get things right.
Yeah.
They do get things right.
Yes.
Because on some, if they're in it for the right, like I feel like I have this calling.
In it for the right reasons.
Yes.
Like a bachelorette, for instance.
Yes. 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 If they're there to make friends.
If you're there.
If they're there to make friends.
The rude psychic. I'm not here to make friends. Get over here. All right. You're going to die in about 3 years.
I would imagine they do have a lot of.
I would trust that psychic.
Yeah.
I'm not here to make friends.
You would?
Yeah. I'm not here to make friends. So when we did the movie.
So you've done a psychic?
No, oh, no. We did the movie Wild Hogs. We were hanging with Stephen Tobolowsky.
Always with the Wild Hogs story.
It always comes back, especially with psychics.
Stephen Tobolowsky.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's legitimately psychic.
So he told us, he was like, look, this is a thing that like I never asked for. I don't like
I
it.
Wish
I couldn't see.
He's intuitive.
Right. And he's not making money off it, but he admits that he is psychic and he has had
the
moments.
Song Radiohead is about him.
Yes.
The Talking Head song Radiohead.
Really?
Which Radiohead got their name from is about him because he receives like information into his head.
You talking Radiohead head talk with me?
We've talked to him on the
really?
Talking Head show about this.
Yeah, no, but it is fascinating, and it's and he is that and he gave specific examples, and he was very convincing. I believed it, actually. And I'm like, I believe in
because
psychic
he
energy.
He was the
he was also sincere.
Reluctant. I would see a reluctant psychic. Mm-hmm. Reluctant that you psychic. Have this power.
Oh, that it just weighs
the psychic
on them.
Who does want to make friends, by the way. That I don't like it. Hey, what are you doing after your reading? Want to go get a beer?
Have you guys ever done a reading of any sort?
Yes.
It's not you want to go get a beer. You want to go get a beer.
Yeah, yeah. I can tell you want to get a beer with me.
So after this, we're going to get a beer.
Let me see your hand.
Are we?
You're going to loan me $50
and you're
let me move into your
paying.
House.
I'm going to try to pay. You're going to stop me. Exactly. Wait, what was your reading, Jay?
I had a tarot card reading at someone's birthday party.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And whose
birthday?
You're going to love this.
Was it one of the wild hogs?
No. I wish.
Revolt.
You're going to love this. You're going to love this pizza. And it actually was from Domino's.
And it was from Domino's. And they tricked me. They freaking tricked
me. You're going to like the way you
look.
I guarantee it.
No, it was Warehouse. Yeah, it was at a men's warehouse. They do readings there while you're waiting.
I'm sure at a birthday party, it feels kind of like, I don't want to say it's
feels like a party trick.
Yeah, no, but it was like,
I wonder, did it get real quick where you're like, oh, you're.
Yeah, there were a couple things that were right, and then a few things that I'm like, that's just a general stabbing in the dark. And
I've never
someone
done
who
it.
Wants it to be right could say that's right.
I've never done it. I'd be open to doing it. I also recently...
I wonder if any of our fans...
Who wouldn't be open
Rory
to it?
Rory Scovel's been on this kick, and he's said it on air, so he won't care me saying this. But like,
but for real, who wouldn't be open to it? If you're not open to it, then I think you're afraid of it.
I mean, I wasn't incredibly open to it. I just don't necessarily believe in it,
sure.
really. So yes. I just kind of like was sitting there like being nice and listening, but...
What?
But I think my wife wanted me to go regularly, and I was like as a couple, and I was like, "Oh, I just
I'm
don't believe in this."
That.
Right? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What would have Rory's to happen in order for you to believe? I'm sorry.
Go ahead, buddy.
She was right about certain things about me, you know, mm-hmm. but I think it would have to be pinpoint accuracy, like the Tobolowsky stuff that he was talking about is like incredible.
It was
so,
insane. Some of that stuff was crazy.
So you were saying with Rory?
Oh, he's been into this. When were you born, exact time, and then somebody does a reading about you based off that. I have no idea what that is.
That's like a
it's astrological
map.
Which is what we went to.
Right. Got you.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So they like they know that you were born in 1972 at 2 we were born in 1972 yes. 215
That was what it was. She did my charts before I got in just all based on when I was born,
right.
what
time
so, I was
born. Right. So but then that does kind of that mean that all the other people who were born at the exact same time
have the exact
same life as you?
I don't know. That's what I don't really believe about astrology.
I think it depends on where you were born.
How
many babies were born at that exact
like
same
where
moment?
Where were the stars in the sky?
In Savannah, Georgia.
That's right. In where you were born and all the other Comedy Bang Bang shows that came out
from
those
kids,
like those TV shows.
Comedy Bang Bang.
Someone has the exact same life, did the exact same podcast, exact same TV show.
They wrote on Mr. Show.
Okay. So I don't know.
If someone promises to do something.
To save your marriage, which is on the rocks, you will probably do anything.
But how does he know that it didn't work?
Right.
Was his life shitty after that? Like, everyone's life is shitty.
Shitty on
some
level.
Now we have a glimpse into your marriage.
Yeah, uh-oh.
Time to go back to the psychic.
Moro Restrepo said that he contacted Miss Adams after searching for psychics on Google.
Okay. We don't need every step of this process in the BBC story.
Well, wait till you hear the next one. Mrs. Adams' website bills her as a, quote, psychic love specialist and PhD life coach, which Moros claims made him feel more confident when he was speaking with the professional that could help him.
Sure. So you can't get a PhD in life coaching.
You cannot.
No. And you also can't diversify. If you're a psychic, like that should be your thing.
Right.
Don't be like, oh, I also dabble in realty.
Right.
Do you need
new sighting?
Yeah. You can get a master's in life coaching. You can't get a
PhD.
Yeah. What would even be, counseling would be the degree you'd get as a life coach at best.
Life
right?
coach.
So
yeah.
wait, what was her name?
Like
Sophia Adams.
Okay,
Sophia
Adams. If she's a PhD, she should be Dr. Sophia Adams.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
sorry.
They keep saying Ms. Adams.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're a real PhD.
Right, give her that credit.
If anybody called you Sophia Adams and you are a real PhD, the first thing you say is that's doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dr. Adams. Mm-hmm.
So he felt,
she's
a life coach doctor. I feel totally confident going to her.
Yeah. This guy is a dumb shit.
Don't trust most of the things you find.
Oh, that's the premise.
Dumb people town. Hence where we are. This is where we are.
During the session, Sophia Adams read his tarot cards and told him that he had a mala suerte. I don't know, but
bad
I tried.
Luck.
A
bad
mild
luck.
Sweat day?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Yes.
Humid.
Get a hand fan.
She just gives the weather.
Mala suerte is bad luck.
Yeah, that's exactly what it says. Or bad luck. Way to go. You guys are going to pass this test.
Spanish.
placed on him by a witch hired by his ex-girlfriend.
So the psychic
did you guys take
this.
Spanish together, by the way?
No.
Like as twins? Yeah. Or did you take half a Spanish class a piece?
Actually, it's gemelos, and that is twins.
Or the huates. We took it separately. They wouldn't put us in the same class.
Really? When you were in elementary school, did you have the same teacher?
No.
Never.
Always split you up.
Always.
That's good, right?
Always.
Yeah, it's good. It was good because it allowed us to be like, you know, we couldn't rely on each other.
Yeah.
You did develop your own identity.
So yes, Randy.
The doctor psychic
tells him that he had a bad luck placed on him by a witch hired by his ex-girlfriend. So I'm thinking he was just dealing with turmoil in his life.
Oh, so he just went there
being like, help me figure out
what the fuck is going on.
Why is my marriage bad?
Oh,
and she goes, oh, you got a witch. Which if you're going to be a scam artist, it's got to be something
deep
like
that.
But you've got hooks in you.
Great specificity.
And what's the ex going to say, like, not deny it? So like,
well, even if she says, did I hire a witch? No. It just sounds sarcastic.
Yes, you did. And then she's like, oh, wait, let me look back into my calendar.
I did.
You know what I did?
Oh, you know what I did? I put her under WHICH.
Because I was deciding which witch to go with, and it was my fault. I did hire a witch.
So, Dr. Sophia Adams says, you got a witch, boy. Witch hired, I get by your ex.
You got a witch,
son.
Boy.
You got a witch, son.
And unless the curse is removed, it would ruin Moto Restrepo's, it would ruin him, his children, and his marriage. You got us. The stakes have to be high.
For generations.
Put the kids into this.
Despite making an initial deposit, Mr. Restrepo says that Ms. Adams, Dr. Adams to you, did not in any way help his marriage, and he had been suffering from sleepless nights, anxiety, and anguish. The lawsuit also names as defendants Mrs. Adams' husband.
What did he do?
Her daughter.
What did she do?
And her landlords.
What did they do?
Like, hey, we just have a studio apartment. What happens out of...
Oh, no, I'm naming everyone in this building.
Everybody.
Mm-hmm. So she clearly does her psychic readings in the front of her
house.
Yes. Which she rents from these other...
Which, you know, in this economy, and especially in Torrance, I understand.
You get it. My kitchen became a podcast studio for over a year.
Sure, that's right.
Okay, I'm going to ask you guys this. We'll get out of story one.
I can't believe this. Who wins this case? This is a case that
whoever wins, we lose.
We need to check back in.
Moto Restrepo is now seeking damages after giving Dr. Sophia Adams how much money?
How much did he pay?
It was a deposit. No, all total.
Oh, he kept paying.
If you want, I'll give you the deposit. It'd be a hint.
No.
Okay. No,
we're
going to
guess.
No.
We're going to guess how much money he paid this psychic.
Okay. Scott, where would you...
And does it say how long he paid for or it was a deposit in one session?
Scott has experience, though.
If I had to guess, this probably went on for 3 months.
Okay.
Based off
the total?
The deposit and then how much the total is. Yeah.
Okay. $5.
What would the deposit be?
25 cents.
Shave and haircut, 2 bits.
A quarter.
You really want to go five?
I'll go five.
Okay.
Jay, what do you think? I'm going to say enough to sue somebody, then you got to be into the thousands of dollars. I'm going to say...
But it's small claims probably, so it's going to be under five.
I'm still going to say $12,000.
$12,000.
Okay. Yeah, man. I mean, I wonder how much his insurance covers. I would say...
You don't have psychic insurance?
Yeah, I have psychic insurance. I think but she's out of network. Yeah. That's the problem. $7,200.
Out of the Psychic Friends Network.
There you go.
Augerman!
All right. The total is, you said $7,200. Scott said $5.
You said $12,000.
The amount of money that he gave is now...
Do we win if we don't go over?
Yeah, no.
It's straight up close.
Straight up Price is Right rules?
No, just closest.
No, it's just closest?
Closest to the pin.
Do you want to say
six?
Do you want to go six?
Yeah, I go six.
Okay, all right.
$6.
The total amount of money is $5,100.
I was on the right.
So the one was the deposit, maybe, and then he kept paying.
The deposit was $1,000.
Right.
And then at some point, he threw in another $4,100.
How do you divvy that up? It's indivisible by six, by seven?
I have no idea.
By everything.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Other than hundreds.
That's a
lot
of money.
Maybe he paid 41 installments of
$100. $400 a week for 10 weeks.
Oh, look at you.
Okay, right? But where's the other
100? The tip?
He tipped.
He keeps the tip.
Just the tip.
That's it. That's story
That's
number
what
one.
The leper said to the prostitute.
I mean, can you imagine being the judge of that court? Like, hey, all the of his ex-girlfriends should sue this woman, too. They're like, we don't hire witches, and you've besmirched our names.
By the way, if you be switched.
That's my favorite
program. Be switched.
I always try and get out of jury duty for whatever reason. I'm just like,
you don't want to do civil duty.
There was a crime that's similar to this, and I'm completely biased.
Right.
But like, if this case came out and it was my jury duty and I'm supposed to sit in, I would be like
pushing people in.
I'd be pushing people aside and be like, I think he's biased. You know, like, she's a racist. And just so I could get
her. But
who
do you rule for? Who do you rock and rule for?
To me, I would be an open blank slate.
You would just listen to it.
I don't think
the guy has a... Well,
you're either going witch or psychic. To me, that's like...
It sounds like a verbal promise, and I don't know that you can...
Also, I don't like people getting scammed. But if you go on Google and then find out somebody's a doctor or life coach, and you basically walked in there wanting to give this person your money, they just took it.
Also, it's legal to scam someone this way. You know what I mean?
100%.
You're paying for the service.
It's not like they didn't provide the service.
If psychics were illegal, they would be illegal, right? That makes sense.
Yes,
right.
100%.
That's right.
Yes.
Right, there you go.
Like whippets.
First story down in the book. When we come back, down in the book.
In the books.
Yeah. In the book. It's in the book of life. when we come back, we're going to find out what Aukerman is doing and
how you can tap into all of his great stuff.
That's right.
For sure.
This is Dumb People Don't Know. Don't go anywhere.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more.
Hey guys, welcome back to DPT. That's Dumb People Town. That is our podcast. Check out Pen Pals. That's Dan's other podcast.
What's up?
It's Rory Scovel and I. People send us letters, and then we just read them back. Well, they can write us about anything they want.
You read them, and then you discuss them. And then
yeah, of course. We break down, but that's our response.
Letters about you?
No, about their lives.
Oh, okay.
It could be
amazing.
Like,
beautifully
they found
personal.
Out their grandpa was a horse thief. They are looking.
You know voicemail exists.
No.
this is old voicemail.
Old school.
This is the old school snail
No
mail.
One leaves voicemails anymore. It's all text, and this is the original text, the writing out of text. It's a great show, and check out DanoVanKirk.com for all of his awesome stuff.
So many great digital shows there, and then the tour starts back up in March, but I might have a couple of one-off dates coming up soon. Everything is at DanielVanKirk.com.
Great. We got our stuff coming up. We got a couple live shows that we're doing, which we're really excited about. Tempe, Arizona in December, and then we're going to be New Year's Eve. Yes, we decided.
In Aurora, Illinois. The Comedy Shrine.
Outside of Chicago.
We have not done a New Year's Eve in a long time.
And then Denver and a bunch of
other. What brought you back?
Money.
Money brought us back. Money brought us back. And the love of the game.
You should do the countdown right when the new year approaches
of
how much money you got.
10,000.
9,000. We're going to give it all to a psychic.
That's
that. But if you want to check out Scott Aukerman, he does many hilarious, wonderful podcasts and great things. Please tell our people how they can consume you in every possible
way.
Well,
I'm at DanielVanKirk.edu.
Hold on a second.
.edu.
Yeah, that's all I can get.
Which is what I wanted first. I got stuck with Kirk.
Stole it from him.
No, I just started up ComedyBangBangWorld.com or CBBWorld.com. We got both of those, which is essentially it's all of the archives of Comedy Bang Bang. Plus new episodes ad-free, all of the archives of Threedom, plus new episodes ad-free.
Great. So
And then we're also, you know, we have a lot of Andy Daly's show, like all the kind of offshoots. I wanted a place where like all the offshoots of Comedy Bang Bang were, because everything was getting a little sort of lost with how big, you know, Stitcher got and everything, which is great, but I just wanted sort of to curate it a little more. And so we're doing new shows. We're doing like, I'm doing a show called Scott Hasn't Seen, where Sprague the Whisperer and I watch movies that I've never seen. And we're doing CBB Presents, which is characters on Comedy Bang Bang have their own shows. And you know, all sorts of new stuff. It's really cool. So
and Threedom's great too, man.
Threedom is
Thank
fantastic.
You. Yeah, the new season is starting tomorrow.
And I just saw you guys release some new merch too. For some reason, I just love the water bottle.
Well,
the water bottle with your little caricatures made me happy.
There's all these artists who just listen
send
to the
shit.
Show and send us, and we are always like, can we... We pay them to make stuff out of it, and it's always just like so creative and so great.
I love
it.
Awesome. Yeah. I think you should sell CBB oil.
Yeah,
it's just oil that makes
be
you
like
fun.
A Halliburton competitor.
Is it CBD? No,
it's CBD. CBD.
CBD
oil.
I have to confess, I got very confused with Halle Burton from One Tree Hill when I just said that. I was like, am I saying this right?
Halle Burton.
Am I saying her right? I don't even know for either.
I can't believe it. And that she was married to Will Smith but screwing around on
there
her.
You go.
No, you're Randy.
You guys want to do a second story?
Let's do a second story.
Okay, ready?
Comedy Bang Bang World.
CBBWorld.com.
CBBWorld.com. Just want to remind people. All right, go. Daniel.
Sent in by Gentleman's Club Liz Haggerty, at Liz Haggerty.
I love this gal.
She's great. Sends it in.
Gentleman Liz Haggerty.
Headline. This is just a fun dump. This is something that happens in Dump People Town. Squirrel stores pounds of nuts in man's pickup truck.
I love this.
This dude is at war with this squirrel.
He's like, why is my truck slower?
In a battle between.
Why am I driving like a rock?
There you go.
Why am I allergic to my truck?
Because you have a truck allergy.
You have a truck allergy. A lot of kids have it these days, all right?
In a battle between man and squirrel, the squirrel is winning. A red squirrel keeps.
That's a little editorial at the top of this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Story.
Well, they want you to know what side they're on at fox23maine.com.
You could always back over the squirrel and then he's lost.
No,
just
no.
Just stick to the facts, fox23maine.com.
How dare you?
A red squirrel keeps filling a North Dakota pickup truck with walnuts in order to prep for winter. Bill Fisher, an insurance agent from Fargo, so he's going to kill his wife.
Why does he have a truck?
Yeah.
You're an insurance agent. What's an insurance agent need
Fargo
a truck
guy.
For?
Yeah, he's in Fargo.
Get the bodies to the wood chipper. You got to go in that truck.
So he said he's been trying to stop the pesky squirrel from filling his car with nuts for how long without success?
Okay. And wait. The squirrel hasn't had any success, or he hasn't had success.
Stop.
Oh, okay.
The squirrel is having a lot of success.
And I'm going to tell you right now,
squirrel has been very successful.
Okay,
you can guess in years.
Oh,
so how many years has
like
he
half
been,
a year
has he been dealing?
$5.
Has he been dealing with a squirrel that seasonally will come around?
How long do squirrels live?
That's a good question.
That's a great question.
Because turtles live over 100 years.
Right, turtles right. could live
and
like...
And so do cockatoos. I mean, people have to like really? Give their bird... Yes. Yes.
Squirrels... Okay.
That's true. Yeah, because when people die, it's a constant...
So let's guess that. The average age of a squirrel.
Okay,
Scott,
let's guess the average age of a squirrel.
And then we'll do that.
I got
Dan,
it right here.
Dan's looking...
I already
okay.
Okay.
Scott, what do you... Yeah,
God, they're so tiny.
But that sometimes
is a red squirrel.
This is excluding squirrels who get run over and stuff. This is just if they can live to old age.
Yes.
You don't get run over by a truck.
God, they're so tiny. I got to say 12 years.
Okay.
The 12-year squirrel. All right, Jay. Which, by the way, sounds like a great movie.
Yeah, it's a play.
It's a Samuel Beckett play. I'm going to say 18 years.
18 years. 18 years.
I think squirrels are like cats. Because they're very, like, they have, their bones are of the same material.
You can't possibly be, like,
is this
leaning
the Joe
on
Rogan
logic.
Show? Yeah. What is going
what
on
I
right
thought
here?
You were going to go with most cats.
Are you
that
leaning
are,
on logic?
Like, a healthy cat has a very good, like, weight distribution ratio.
I'm
and, like,
saying
they
that,
tend
like,
to live longer because, like, a lot of dogs.
They're low to the ground.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say 26 years.
They're athletic, too.
26 years for a red squirrel.
For a red squirrel.
What did you say, Jay?
18, and he said 12.
He said 12. 12.
The average lifespan of a red squirrel, well, I'll say this. I'm going to read it to you. They may live 10 years.
Okay.
Although 3 to 5 years is the average lifespan for adults.
Okay, so left alone, they live 10.
Yep, 10.
I'm still closest either way.
You are the closest.
Still, 10 if they're lucky.
So right. How many years has this squirrel
How many years
been?
Has Bill Fisher, if you ever need, for all your insurance needs in Fargo,
be fish.
Or if you need to move over the weekend.
So
just for pizza and beer.
Right.
Yeah. Truck.
You go into IKEA and you need a malm or whatever. Sure.
Okay.
How many years do you think he's been dealing with this squirrel filling his truck with walnuts?
Scott, what do you think?
I gotta say, God, I gotta say the full 10.
Okay.
The full 10.
The full Monty.
The full 10.
I'm going to say six.
Six years. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to say 5 years.
Five? Okay. Mm-hmm. Bill Fisher Insurance, Fargo, North Dakota, has been trying to stop the pesky squirrel from filling his car with nuts for 8 years.
Whoa!
8 years. You guys split it over here.
We split it.
Last month, the squirrel set a new record. Fisher found and removed more pounds of walnuts from his truck than ever before.
And where in his truck? Is it just in the bed of the truck or like in the gear
shift?
I'll
show you a picture.
In the frickin...
I'm going to show you a pic.
In the engine block.
Holy Jesus.
This is, but also throughout the whole car.
This is the
phone. This is just the. This is we'll like put a, this up on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.
This is like
Twitter,
a girls' high school soccer team prank.
This is incredible.
And then can you imagine being like, well, there goes whatever I was going to do today.
Right.
He must love the squirrel, right?
On
because
some
otherwise,
level.
Like, you park your car somewhere else or you get right. a new car or something like
a
that.
A glue trap.
American yeah. red squirrels are small but mighty. About 12 inches long with sharp, curved claws, they can do major damage. The animal's ingenuity forces Fisher to spend hours.
Sounds like something else I know.
Removing the walnuts.
Hey-o.
Now you're saying something about my marriage. Removing the walnuts from various nooks and crannies in his truck and is what become a yearly nuisance. Wow. I have been dealing with
yearly.
Yes.
Yearly.
So he does it once a year.
Yes.
Okay.
Because
so this explains the
buildup.
Because
he's prepping for winter.
But right. You're driving.
He doesn't do it all in one night. This is like over the course of a year build.
Yeah, no, I think he lets it go until his truck won't start.
But doesn't that seem like something that starts happening as we start heading towards cold weather? Like,
yes,
I don't think this is something that happens all year round.
But it's not
something
where like Bill goes and checks every single day and like takes out three nuts. It's like until it's
a
problem, he doesn't even deal with
it. Or is the truck sitting and he barely uses? He's got his Taurus for his work. Day-to-day work stuff.
Maybe he has a Tesla that he scoots around town.
Yeah. He's a North Dakota Tesla guy.
Yeah.
That's right. Because if you had to take those things out of your car every day, that'd be annoying.
But three a day.
You could get through. You got to pop the hood every time
still.
Before
But like up. One day, it's like, you know, it's like cleaning your room. You got to do it every day in order to.
Or brushing your teeth. That would be bananas.
I've been walnuts. I've been dealing with the red squirrel since 2013. This has now become a sort of ritual with it filling
Math
my truck with
out.
Nuts. Yep. And me trying to remove them. Mm-hmm. Nearly every part of the truck has been stuffed with walnuts. The squirrel has even made its way into the hood and hidden nuts all around the engine. It has also managed to get into the front bumper, wheel well, and parts of the doors. So it's like in
the door.
It's in the truck.
The car. Oh, my God.
Wow. And he knows it's the same squirrel?
That's a good question,
You know
too.
What I mean? This sounds like he's...
Squirrels are creatures of
habit.
Sounds
like he's guessing that a witch put a curse on
his
thing.
Fisher said...
This is when you hire a psychic.
He does not see the squirrel until the walnuts on the tree above his parked truck begin to ripen, to which Scott said, move your truck.
Or, I got news for you. Cut down the walnut tree and put in a new tree.
Yes.
Like, just put in a new tree that doesn't
An
give
olive
a...
tree.
Yes.
Yeah. Sure. A lemon tree.
No. Not olives. Not olives. That's terrible. That's an awful idea.
A crab apple tree, for Christ's sake.
He's not going to do that, but move your car. Yeah, just park
it
somewhere else.
Move your car, idiot.
Park it down the road.
5 feet.
Yeah. So this, to me, is the this, to me, is where this becomes a dumb people down story. I'm not going to move my truck for no
I'm not
going to
let some squirrel. Yeah.
But was it you, Randy, or somebody we had on years ago was living in a neighborhood where they were at war with a falcon or like a hawk.
Was this you?
No.
Does it ring any bells with you?
I thought it wasn't your neighborhood.
No.
I
think it was me. No.
Somebody
the guy
we had
who
on.
Doesn't remember if he was at war with
a
falcon.
Yeah.
It might have been me. Dan, I've
was
been,
it me?
I've been at war with
was
so,
I at war
Dan,
with
I've
falcon?
Been at war with so many birds of prey.
Did
I can't remember. Did I murder a falcon?
So here's
did a falcon murder me?
Are we dead?
I can't. Honestly, I can't. So many things have happened since the pandemic. I can't remember
hard
if
to
a falcon murdered me.
But the problem was in this neighborhood is they're protected animals. So
right.
people would get pull into their driveway and have to sprint into their house because it would buzz
dive
people.
Bomb.
Wow,
yes.
Really?
Dive
yes.
bomb.
And so this whole neighborhood was at war with this bird where they can't fight the bird, but the bird is fighting them.
We have coyotes coming in our yard every once in a while, and we've
same.
Decided it's the same ones. But because there were two together who were like roaming together, and then we saw them at like 1 p.m. just like trotting down the street together, and we're like, oh, we're glad they found each other. Yeah. But now anytime a coyote comes in, we're like, oh, it's those coyotes again.
Right.
But it could be
anyone.
Yeah. It could be anything. It could be you guys.
It could be a red
squirrel.
That me who was in Scott's backyard? Did we climb
remember.
The fence, Rand?
Actually, those were falcons.
American red squirrels often feed on the seeds and cones of evergreen trees and sometimes bird eggs, berries, and fruit, according to the National Wildlife Federation.
Bird
now
eggs.
This is just turning into an encyclopedia. Tree.
Exactly. It's almost a greenly. The squirrel has a thing for walnuts. I'm going to ask you guys.
Yeah, we know. We read the story.
Yeah, suddenly the squirrel's all into nuts. I mean, what's going on over here?
It's like the world's turning inside out.
What do I know? I'm Mucinex. Hey. How many pounds of walnuts do you
Our
think
bit,
he pulled from his car this year? He
this
said
year.
It was a record year.
Said it, oh,
it was his eighth year of dealing
with
it.
It's been a great year,
so it's more
Scott.
Than the previous years.
Yes.
It's been a great year.
Scott, if only I knew what those previous years were.
Walnuts roasting on an open fire.
How many pounds?
Yeah, how many pounds?
These are pounds of walnuts.
These are pounds of walnuts.
These are pounds of walnuts.
This is wild.
It's a bizarre, red squirrel incident.
I'm going to say 3,000?
3,000 pounds.
Yeah.
So one and a half tons.
I was hoping we were going to go six. Okay, Jay.
I'm going to say 10 pounds.
10 pounds.
I'm going to say 200 pounds.
200 pounds. Okay.
How much can he bench? I'd like to know that as well.
I can bench 200 pounds.
This isn't even the end of the story. He gets a little dumber and weirder.
Of course.
This year, the amount of pounds he pulled out of his truck is 348 pounds.
Oh, Jesus.
Dude, you could start a store. You can start a little side business. This squirrel's doing all the collecting of walnuts for you.
Dan, have you ever eaten nuts on Clark Nuts?
Yes, of course.
Did you buy them at the airport?
No, I bought them on Clark. I'm not crazy.
That's a Chicago. It is North Dakota, so I'm assuming no one made the joke. He's like, I pulled these walnuts out of it, and no one said D's nuts. I mean, I'm sure nobody up there did.
Which
nuts? Which nuts?
Which nuts are these? Bill, which nuts did you get today?
These. You have hit I got those nuts.
You two have 100% hit up Nuts on Clark in Midway Airport.
100%.
You love it.
I love it. God, they have this all the things.
All I can think about is this poor squirrel. He like puts his nuts somewhere, and then the next day is like, where's my 300 pounds of nuts?
Took
like
my nuts from me.
There's
man.
A story in a squirrel newspaper about like a squirrel who's got like getting his nuts
right,
stolen.
Yeah. Right.
Missing.
A video shows, which we don't have, the squirrel eyeing the truck from top of the walnut tree. Is it even the same squirrel?
We don't even know. This is the coyote.
How many pounds of nuts does a squirrel eat per year?
I have no idea. Do they store that for themselves?
I
think what you're saying, it's multiple squirrels being
multiples.
It's gotta be. The most I ever pulled was 4 buckets. So with 7 buckets this year, the squirrel was on a mission, Fisher Insurance said.
Wait, 7 buckets, 350 pounds?
So each
was 50 pounds?
50 pounds.
50-pound buckets.
Yeah. That's what he says. However,
this guy's a liar.
Fisher's good nature.
I don't like the way
it's all paid up.
You know what?
He puts him in there. He's just trying to get Deborah's attention.
Let me tell you something.
He just wants her to come back.
He don't even have a truck.
You see they wrote about me in the paper? I just thought I'd call you up, see if you saw.
I don't like the way this guy measures nuts.
Yeah.
You don't?
I don't like the way he measures buckets.
We don't know the size of his buckets.
We don't.
Is he, it, plus, is
Deborah
he weighing
does.
The bucket beforehand
no,
so he gets like...
Definitely
no,
definitely not.
I never
when you go
wish,
to the buffet, you got to weigh the plate.
You do.
I never wish I could call someone more and be like, you got to get in here.
Yeah. You got to clarify,
we got
Bill.
So many questions, Bill.
First However, of all, why do you drive the truck?
Uh-huh. Fisher's good nature has worn thin. He has taken steps to end the squirrel's obsession with using his truck as a storage facility.
Oh, sure. 8 years in, I hope so.
Commonly what a truck is. Yeah. In the past...
Cut down the tree.
Ready for this? He sprayed the entire truck with Tabasco sauce and cayenne pepper.
That's amazing.
Trying to deter the squirrel.
Squirrel's not eating the truck. Squirrel's just storing stuff
just
in it.
Just storing stuff in it. That was somewhat effective until this year, he said, when the squirrel seemed to be attracted to the scent. So now
he knows it's where he stores the nuts.
Yes.
In the pepper truck.
Yes.
You only made him stronger.
All you're doing is seasoning this squirrel's nuts.
Which nuts?
These.
These specific nuts.
Quote, I have to have a sense of humor about this after so many years, he said.
Nope.
This is his hobby. No. You call it
early
on.
Yeah, he loves this squirrel.
He loves this.
He needs his Moriarty. Otherwise, like, what are we doing?
He needs it.
Quote, then we'll get out of here on this. I put in as much hard work as the squirrel when I have to take my truck apart just to remove bucket after bucket of walnuts.
I love that this is happening to this guy. I just love it. I'm like, this is your myth.
Do you know who doesn't?
This is his own personal Sisyphusian.
That's right. Yes. You push
you know
the walnut up to the
this?
Top of the hill and it comes
every person he socially interacts with on a plane, waiting for coffee.
They all
he
hear
is
this
the
story.
Guy. Yes,
the
talking
nut guy.
About
oh, great. Enough. The nut guy is at the party.
Hey, nut guy's walking in. Do you want to take his order?
This
no.
Nut. This some nut. Cashews? Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's story Oof, number two.
There you go, Dan. Give us a little tease of what we're going to hear.
But one of the dumbest lawsuits I've ever heard of.
Very,
it's
love
all
it.
Caps dumb.
And Patreon fans, we're going to talk to Scott about some dumb things that he's done and just some dumb things we've all done together.
Sure.
It's Some People Town. Don't go anywhere.
Stick around. Make a sound for more Dumb People Town.
All right, Dan, take us home.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Here we go. Woman is suing Geico. Sent in by Jeffrey Smith at Mr. Maths Smith.
Okay. You know, you can bundle that suing.
Mr. Maths Smith. Mr. Maths Smith. Okay, here we go.
Yes.
A woman, this is short but wild, like me. A woman,
like this woman.
Is seeking a hefty payout from Geico after she was involved in an incident with another gentleman whose vehicle was covered by the insurance provider.
Wow.
It's very vague.
Okay. She, not hooked yet. You got to work on a better lead. Whoever wrote this.
Yeah. They buried it one sentence deep. She is suing Geico because she hooked up with a dude in the back seat of his 2014 Honda Genesis and got HPV as a result.
Wow.
Okay. That was like a firework.
Do you have HPV insurance for your car?
So she's saying,
I have an umbrella.
I hooked
policy.
Up with a dude in his car. I got HPV.
It happened in this car.
And that's covered by insurance. And Geico's responsible
anything
for
anything that occurs in this car.
Yeah. Anything at all.
And it was an EV. It was an electric vehicle.
It was a minor collision.
2014.
HPEV.
2014 EV.
This is not crazy as far as I'm concerned because...
Scott.
Why? Scott,
because
come
if someone come if someone comes over to your house and injures themselves...
Sure.
Or if... Or I remember when I owned a condo, we had skateboarders always doing ollies and all these skateboard tricks on the stairs.
His son now
and is. We had to put up a sign that said danger, you know, for the stairs because otherwise we were liable.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not the craziest thing to go like, hey, this weird.
Yeah, but the insurance only covers a problem with the car.
This is personal injury. We should like.
It's personal injury. That's what I'm saying.
Like, well, but her vagina was sponsored by Progressive.
Sponsored?
Sponsored.
Covered.
Covered.
Covered. Well, sponsored is you got a popular vagina.
He slipped and fell inside of her.
Here you go. Even though they didn't use protection, that's, so that's on both of them.
I think you lose
so
at that point.
Yeah,
I think
that's the point laws, at which you lose. Yeah, yes. If you're
seatbelt laws.
Yeah, you got to wear a seatbelt where you have sex.
That's right.
She still feels that Geico owes her a payout because the guy has a policy with them. I also wonder, I just want to be at the next table when she's at brunch and realizes to herself, this is a play I have here.
Click her call.
It's not. It isn't crazy because a personal injury happens. Like a car hits you, the Geico pays.
Sure,
you know what I mean. Even though it doesn't, your insurance covers.
But it was the operation of the car.
Yeah.
Sure, but she's in that car. This guy took her into this car and did this thing.
He operated his. Was
or
it
she took him into his car?
Just a quick question: was it a stick shift?
Hey,
I'm not talking about the car.
They wrote this is where the article just starts talking to
can't
me. Like,
get it out of second gear.
I said this so many times, but it always
pump the blood. Clutch. Pump the clutch.
This is where the article starts talking D's to me, nuts. Like one of those menus that wants you to know how delicious something is.
Sure.
They just wrote. She thinks Geico owes her a payout because the guy has a policy with them. Yeah, we don't think that's going to fly. That's what this person wrote and just started talking to me.
In the article?
Yes.
This guy's got to talk to me. I think she has a case.
Geico.
Really
Scott is on board. He's 100% on
Geico
board.
Geico filed a counter lawsuit to get the entire case dismissed per Reason.com. I don't know if that's real or a joke
or
where this came from. Maybe that's the case. Adding that their car insurance only covers injuries that happen out of the ownership, maintenance, or use of the car.
He was using it, I'll tell you that much.
As a shelter.
Does it count as maintenance? I don't know.
No.
Well, she's got a case. I don't know about this counter
she's not
lawsuit.
Have a case, Scott.
She's got a case. I think this is groundbreaking.
The situation.
We all laughed at the woman who sued McDonald's for the hot coffee.
That's right.
It's true.
That's right. But this is her Scopes monkey trap.
The situation doesn't sound like it fits into that category of being an issue with the car itself, though the judge has yet to make a ruling. We will end this show
oh
and story
God.
Number three. With how much money is the woman asking for?
For HPV?
Yes.
From HPV.
For HPV and knowing Geico's, just on Geico's marketing budget alone, you
Geico
know
Geico only covers ATVs.
Yeah.
No.
She got HBO also from this. She did
Max.
Get HBO.
HPV Max.
Free HPV. So this is basically you're asking me how much would you have to pay me for me to get HPV?
That's yes.
Right. Yeah. This is what is HPV right. in your life worth to you?
What are the symptoms of HPV?
I don't
want to
minimize anybody's
HPV. I don't
HPV,
want to minimize it either.
But it is one of the most common.
It's common.
Airborne.
It is treatable.
Didn't Nate Fritzen have a joke about this?
Yes. Yeah, I did too.
His HPV. Joke was that men can carry it, but it can never affect a man. And so someone asking him
okay.
to care about it is a that's a reach.
The symptoms are worse for women.
Yeah, cervical cancer.
Okay.
Yes. Cervical cancer, if untreated.
Okay.
And
if
also untreated. Seemingly rare. And if anybody's like, Daniel, you're an idiot and you're wrong, it's not because I don't care. It's just because I'm an idiot and wrong.
Right.
Okay. How much money do you think she's asking Geico for?
Okay. You could give me HPV for $150.
$150?
You are nuts.
That's what she's asking for.
I'll pay you $150 to give me HPV.
No, you won't.
I
want
to
see what
I need something to start the conversation. Okay.
Wow. I'm going to say she's, I mean, you're going to go to a lawsuit. You want a few thousand dollars. So I'm going to say.
Yeah, this is your MO here with lawsuits.
You go to a lawsuit, you get a few thousand bucks. What gets me out of the house?
Hey. You're not going to file a lawsuit for under $3,000. So I'm going to say $3,500.
Okay.
And I'm sticking with it. This is a person who's like, I got you. I got Geico. I've got him now.
Also, the other part of this is the guy doesn't have any money for her. So she's found...
Right.
This is why lawsuits happen, is she's
found the deeper pockets.
The deeper pockets.
Exactly. You sue your psychic's landlord.
So the deeper pockets, I mean, his pants are already off. So you got to find pockets elsewhere.
Pockets, other pockets.
So I would say $10,000.
$10,000.
Yeah.
Okay. The woman... Is asking or
is it a weird amount, Dan?
Seeking.
Is it a weird amount?
It's in the millions.
It's not a weird amount.
Okay.
Is seeking, and we'll end it here. Follow Scott and every single thing that he does. Listen to Threedom. Go to that Comedy Bang Bang World. CBB World.
CBB World. Get on it.
Sklar's have a Patreon where you can finally watch Cheap Seats again.
Yes.
I have one as well, and it's just a lot of perks for fun stuff. Here we go. She is asking for $1 million.
Oh my!
Yeah.
God.
You still on board with this case?
This is
Does she have a case? Maybe she's going a million to settle.
Yeah, she's
going
to settle for
30 grand.
Yeah, she has to prove
how bad the HPV is.
And emotional distress is probably where like most of it is. Mm-hmm.
Sure,
you know. But yeah, I think she might settle. Like Geico might settle
with
her.
Hey, we'll give you 10 grand
just to go away.
Just to go away.
And Geico has that, we'll give you 10 grand money.
But they filed a countersuit.
Yeah,
so
they
also
did file. Yeah, so they don't want the precedent.
No.
Of settling.
Yeah.
Someone.
Yeah.
It's like, Dan, it's like the thing you said a while ago. Of like, whatever happened to accidents happening? Whatever happened to like a guy?
Yeah, an accident.
Someone driving over someone's foot? That doesn't exist anymore.
Right.
My brother did that when I was young.
drove over my foot.
Broke my foot. Yeah.
Do you sue?
Oh, my God.
I should have.
Jason, what do you think he sued for?
Look, $3,000
all the way
to a lawsuit.
$3,000. $500.
Wasn't I right, though? It was more than $3,500.
You were right.
That's a weird way to say you were right. You're so far off.
I love it.
Oh, that's a show, my
there
friend.
There you go. Scott Arkman.
Thanks,
we love
guys.
You so much.
Love
Thanks for joining us.
Being on your show. Thank you so much for oh God, how am I going to
No, you started.
You started having me?
Yes.
Yes, that will allow it. You put the nuts in the truck on that one, guys. We love you so much, and oh shit, we got to get back to work.
Boom.
Dum 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 dum. Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Star Burns Audio, a podcast network.